This is Judith Leigh saying Moramai, good morning and welcome, as once again the island's Christian community is at your service. Manx Radio. We begin today by greeting two golden couples, local folk who are each celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. So let's send love, congratulations and all good wishes to Margaret and Colin Brown and to Alison and Steve Taylor. They've all made significant contributions to island life and we thank them for all they've done and continue to do for our local community. Many of us remember Margaret Brown's dedicated service to Manx Blind Welfare and Alison and Steve's drop-in ministries charity shops in Ramsey and their Renew group continue to bless so many people. On a visit to the Holy Land last autumn, Margaret and Colin renewed their vows whilst visiting the area where Jesus worked his first miracle, turning water into wine at the marriage feast at Cana. Margaret says, "We feel so blessed to have had that opportunity, especially with the world in such turmoil now." And it's Margaret and Colin who've chosen our first hymn, one from their wedding 50 years ago. And as we listen to the choir of King's College, Cambridge, let's pray that God's loving care will surround Alison and Steve and Margaret and Colin and all who are celebrating wedding anniversaries at this time. Love Divine or Loves Excelling, sung by the choir of King's College, Cambridge, and wishing a happy and truly blessed golden wedding anniversary to Steve and Alison Taylor and to Colin and Margaret Brown, and anyone else with a wedding anniversary around this time. A 50th anniversary is a wonderful time to look back, to courtship, to the wedding itself, to those early years spent growing natural attraction and friendship into an unshakable partnership that has lasted through all the ups and downs of life for half a century. Strong and powerful things growing from tiny beginnings is the theme of At Your Service today, which finds us at Onchan Elim with their pastor, Reverend John Powell. Onchan Elim meets every Sunday morning at 10:15 in the Onchan Family Centre on 2nd Avenue in Onchan. The name Elim is found in the Bible, in the book of Exodus, where we're told it's an oasis in the desert where the Israelites refreshed themselves by wells of water in the shade of palm trees. Pastor John Powell says it's his vision to provide a place of refreshment to everyone, with a special heart for Onchan and the surrounding area. Sundays at 10:15 are informal in style, and everyone is warmly welcomed to share a time of worship, teaching and fellowship. Let's join Pastor John Powell now as he shares his thoughts on small things. Indeed, the story he's chosen from the Gospel according to St. Matthew is one of the shortest in the Bible.
In fact, it's only 2 verses long. The disciples one day came and said to Jesus, "How shall we pray?" They'd watched Jesus' life and amazing things had started to happen. They'd seen Jesus getting up early or going to quiet places and praying. And then when he came from that place of prayer, the most amazing things started to happen. So the disciples, being the disciples, said, "Teach us how to pray." And we know it as the Lord's Prayer. And part of it is, "May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." And this tiniest of parables is Jesus trying to explain how the kingdom might come. So he says this, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field." In one of the other gospels it says it's the smallest of the seeds that you have. The man already had it, your seeds. And he also had a field in which to plant it. Jesus was saying to his disciples, "I'm going to provide everything you need, the seed and the place to plant it." This man had no name. He was just a man, a normal, everyday, ordinary man. But in his heart, in his ability, he had seeds of the kingdom to sow. The Bible tells us that when we become believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, he comes to live in our hearts. The Spirit of God comes within us. We then become, yes, saved and ready for heaven. But while walking around our homes and our communities, we carry with us the seeds of the kingdom, the DNA of the kingdom itself. And Jesus says, the kingdom of God is like this. A man went out and he took the seed and planted it. I once came 3rd place in a hyacinth growing bulb competition in an infant school, which is probably my greatest moment. And I still have the certificate. I hasten to add my hyacinth was very wonky and going at 45 degrees. And there were only 3 people in the competition, but I came 3rd. It basically taught me that any idiot can put a seed in the ground. We don't actually make it grow. It's the conditions you put it in to make it grow. But there is one certain thing. A seed remains a seed until it's planted. And Jesus was saying to the disciples, you've only got one job to do with the seeds that I've given it. Make sure you plant them. And then watch what happens. In verse 32, it says, although it's the smallest of your seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of the garden plants and becomes a tree. That speaks to me of transformation on 2 counts. One, it says that the man planted it in a field and that field became a garden. We can change the environment we live in step by step. Jesus said the kingdom of God can be on earth as it is in heaven. It takes someone to plant it. But that planting of a seed changes the environment and the community around us, that suddenly a field, a boring old field, can become a garden. Next time you're driving around the Isle of Man, look at every house, and most houses have gardens. Once upon a time, all that was just fields, until the builders came and built the houses, and the gardens were put in place and little boundary edges were put in. And some of the gardens on the Isle of Man are spectacular. In fact, they get opened for charity from time to time. Every single garden on the Isle of Man was once a field, but it took someone to plant it and cultivate it and care for it. And suddenly it can change from a field to a garden. The second thing was, Jesus said, there's transformation, that this tiny little seed, the smallest of what you have, once planted, it goes and changes from a plant to a tree. In other words, when it starts growing, it doesn't stop. There's lots of little plants on the seaside called sea thrift, and they grow right by the cliffs on most of the areas around the Isle of Man. And you can often see them, their little heads are purple, bobbing in the wind. Well, they only grow about 5 inches tall. They're nowhere near a tree.
And Jesus said, these kingdom things that you do, they have the potential to start off as little plants, but can grow into huge trees. The final thing it says here is that it grows so high that the birds of the air come and perch in its branches. The garden reminds me of the Garden of Eden. The bird here reminds me of the bird that Noah sent from the ark. It flew out but couldn't find anywhere to perch, so kept on coming back. God said the kingdom of God can be like a great tree. The birds of the air can find a place in the kingdom to roost, finding a safe place to perch and to rest and to take shelter. Because one man picked the smallest of the seeds he had. God had said for him to plant it, and he planted it in the ground in faith. The transformation that can happen from a field to a garden, from a plant to a tree, a transformation for these birds who have nowhere to roost but find a home within its branches. This is what being a disciple is of Jesus Christ. Jesus says to the disciples, yes, pray for the kingdom of God to come on earth as it is in heaven, but look within you, find the little seeds of the kingdom and plant them, and I can do more than you could ever hope or pray for. We might not think as ordinary people that we can bring the kingdom of God to the Isle of Man or maybe to the world. There are literally thousands of Christians on this island. I don't think it would be too long for this island to be transformed by God. This is Jesus saying to his disciples, when I've gone, the seed remains in you. Now go and plant it, and may the kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. I wonder if I asked you a question, what makes the Isle of Man so good? Why is it such a beautiful place to live? With over 80,000 people living on the island, everybody would have a view and opinion. Maybe it's the fields, maybe it's the sea, maybe it's the safety, maybe it's the people, maybe it's the strong Manx culture, maybe it's all the creative things that people find to do that enhance the Isle of Man to make it what it is. The shadow of COVID came to the island and many people got to work. Lots of different people started to do lots of different things. From bin men to NHS staff to government ministers to neighbours, everybody got to work helping people, sowing things, planting things. I think in a few years' time when we reflect, it probably isn't huge things that made the difference. It was an awful lot of little things that happened that collectively made this miracle of over 100 days without COVID happen. It brought us together, maybe by Zoom for the first time. It brought us together by complete strangers leaving flowers or food outside your door. The neighbourhood coming together, everybody helping in their small way. That's what makes a community. That's what makes the Isle of Man special. That's why it is such a safe, glorious place to live. It actually is an awful lot of small things added together to make the large thing really good. That's how the kingdom of man works. And Jesus in this parable was actually saying the kingdom of God works very similar ways. It's an awful lot of people do small things, an awful lot can get done. So what ways can we follow the Lord in the 21st century? It might be actually planting seeds and giving flowers away. I've been growing sweet peas this year for the first time in years, and they keep growing and growing, and I keep cutting them and giving them away, and it brings a ray of sunshine and some fragrance in people's lives.
But it's more than that. By building relationships steadily over the years, it brings security and stability to people. We all like getting things through the post, so maybe a card, or just a note of encouragement. Maybe it's helping, a pair of hands or a pair of feet, but we'd hope that things like this don't stop now the shadow of COVID seems to be passing by. But Jesus says to the man, it's the smallest seed of those you have. In other words, there's lots of seeds we can sow. Some of these can be love, joy, peace. So how can we do this? When anything happens in life, we always have a choice. If someone cuts you up in ShopRite car park or takes your space in the Tesco car park, we have a choice. Which seed do we sow? For Christians, Jesus says, sow love and joy and peace. Maybe when someone does something wrong, we can sow the seed of forgiveness. These little things will count. Maybe we can cry with those who cry or mourn with those who mourn, but also help the people who need help, coming out of our way like the Good Samaritan did, to be like Jesus. What can I do for you? Maybe it's a word of peace. Maybe it's offer of prayer. The Lord Jesus said if people do this, the kingdom will start to grow, step by step. Then we can introduce people to the king of that kingdom, Jesus Christ. The word says they'll see your fruit and they'll know from whence it came. So as Christians on this island, we can be like everybody else, helping and caring and encouraging one another. But also our job is to sow love and joy and peace. And above all, pray daily for your family, daily for your friends, daily for your enemies, daily for this island and its government, praying for the islands around and the countries of the world. So as Christians, we have the same jobs as everybody else to make the Isle of Man as special as it is. But as Christians, we also have the seeds of the kingdom. We might not think we can do it, but the Lord has given each one of us a gift or an ability to help others. So may we each think about others, not just in practical terms, but in kingdom terms. May each one of us choose the right seed to plant, not the seed of anger and frustration, but the seeds of love and joy and peace. Indeed, we may look around the world and wish it contained more love and joy and peace. We might pray constantly to God to say, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. But the answer lies in this parable, that we each have a seed to plant. So may we do that in faith, that if we're faithful, God will bring growth and his kingdom to come on earth.
Yeah.
Swansea Gospel Male Voice Choir with Here Is Love, Vast as the Ocean. And my thanks to Pastor John Powell, leader of Elim Onken, reflecting for us on the ability of the tiny seed to grow into a mighty tree and the power of God's message of love to transform our world. John's Church meets in the Onken Family Centre in 2nd Avenue each Sunday morning at 10:15 with a warm welcome for everyone. Andrew Wedgwood Main and his wife Georgia are joint managers of Church's Bookshop in Howard Street here in Douglas. They're totally dedicated to making the bookshop a centre of help for everyone, a support for churches by stocking the resources they need, a place where you can be sure to find good quality original gifts and cards for all occasions, and plenty of helpful advice if you need a Bible or a book but are unsure what to choose. These past months have been particularly difficult for the bookshop, with a massive loss of business. But on a personal level, there's been an even worse crisis for Andrew and Georgia to face: the death of Andrew's father in the UK from coronavirus. Andrew and Georgia have a great personal faith, but even so, I wondered where Andrew could find consolation in such dark times. His reply? Psalm 42.
As the deer long for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God. Where can I go and stand before him? Day and night I have only tears for food, while my enemies continually taunt me, saying, Where is this God of yours? My heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. I walked among the crowds of worshippers, leading a great procession to the house of God, singing for joy and giving thanks amid the sound of a great celebration. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Saviour and my God. Now I am deeply discouraged, but I will remember you, even from distant Mount Hermon, the source of the Jordan, from the land of Mount Mizar. I hear the tumult of the raging seas as your waves and surging tides sweep over me. But each day the Lord pours his unfailing love upon me, and through each night I sing his songs, praying to God who gives me life. O God, my rock, I cry, why have you forgotten me? Why must I wander around in grief, oppressed by my enemies? Their taunts break my bones. They scoff, Where is this God of yours? Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Saviour and my God. That psalm felt particularly relevant to me, given the past year has turned a lot of things we thought we knew upside down. In particular, the verse, My heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. And I'm sure many of us are yearning for what used to be, whether in our churches, our homes, our schools, or those we've lost. My family's been touched very heavily by COVID, and I lost my dad, who was just 53, back in April. To be witnessing all that from a distance and feeling stuck on a small island was the hardest thing I've been through, and to not be at his funeral as lockdown was still going on was something I couldn't even have imagined that I'd get through it. But I think that the hope that we have in God is that we will be given the strength to get through. And months later, I'm not going to claim the pain's gone or even dulled particularly, but I do know that God is walking beside and that God is with me, and that's why I still choose to worship, why I still say that I will praise him again, my Saviour and my God. My dad, for most of his life, was a worship leader in various churches, leading the band, and the way he led worship was like nothing I've seen anywhere else before or since. His heart for worship and the way he led so selflessly and so much with an awareness of what the Spirit was doing for everyone else and wanting to lead God's people in praise. I know after he died that so many others commented the same to me, that that's what they saw. And so for me, the legacy that I want my dad to have is one of praise. And so that's why this psalm spoke to me so strongly, I think, today.
Changing, ageless one, you're my. again and again. I call out to you.
Thank you to Andrew Wedgwood Main sharing his choice of music, Faithful One, So Unchanging, and the words of Psalm 42, helping him to cope with the death of his father from coronavirus. The bookshop is now open again from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. from Monday to Saturday, except on a Thursday when they close at 1 p.m. The easiest way to reach Howard Street is from Strand Street. It's just off the main road alongside the Clinton's card shop, and the bookshop is tucked in behind the Promenade Methodist Church with a warm welcome for all. And we send our warmest good wishes to Ramsey Baptist Church, who are on the move to the town centre. Starting next weekend, their regular Sunday morning service will be held in Ramsey Town Library at the top of Parliament Street. Ramsey Baptists describe themselves as an informal, family-friendly church. Their Sunday morning service starts at 10:30 with refreshments beforehand from 10 o'clock. And their relaunch service will be in the Town Hall next Sunday, the 13th. They're starting their special weekend with a coffee morning in the Town Hall next Saturday, the 12th. It's from 10 till noon. It's also a great way to meet the folk who lead the Sunday services. And speaking of Sunday services, Bride Methodist Church invite you to join them for their Sunday school anniversary this afternoon at 4. It's followed by afternoon tea. As usual, the children will be taking part. The preacher is Mrs. Pauline Corlett, and you'll be made very welcome. And that's all we've time for today. As always, my special thanks to you for your company. Do please keep letting me know the hymns and sacred music that you'd like to hear on the programme. You can email me anytime on judithleigh@manxradio.com. I do love to hear from you. I'll be back here next Sunday morning, either as a podcast from 7 a.m. or on your radio at 9:30, when the Christian community of the island will once again be at your service. But for now, this is Judith wishing you and those you love and care for a safe, happy and blessed week, and a very good morning. The Nation Station.